This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for a little bacon and A's, as the A's are in the final game of this road trip. Hard to believe, in Baltimore. Boy, it is a big game. Can they take two out of three from the Orioles? If they can, it really starts to change the narrative. Vince Cotroneo joins us from Camden Yards. Vince, you just think, if they're able to get the victory today, you take two out of three. The way people thought about the Athletics in the offseason and at the start of the season, they'll be thinking a whole different story in a whole different way about these A's on their way back to California.
Well, Chris, I would agree with that. Here's the thing. I mean, the A's pitching staff has been pretty consistent here recently, and the A's defense has been the same way. What has to happen is this A's offense has to wake up somehow, some way. Lawrence Butler's at the top of the lineup today for the first time since he batted leadoff against these Orioles last year. He did it a couple of times against Baltimore. They're continuing to try to find combinations. We talked about this last night. The A's on this road trip, back-to-back series facing teams where their lineup is set. I mean, they know who's batting where each and every day. And you watch the swings of the Orioles. They are very confident swings. And for the A's, they're searching swings. They're just not there yet. And hopefully it begins to kind of steamroll in their favor. It's going to take some time and need some guys to kind of step up and get hot collectively. That's what they're waiting to have happen.
So today, will you go with Pauly Winde, Pauly Punch-Out, Pauly Ground Ball, Pauly Pizza? How will you be talking about Paul Blackburn today?
All you want is the first one. You want Paul Blackburn and Wynn associated with each other. That's what, the rest of that stuff, however that happens, that's cute. But I think the A's, just they know they've got the guy in the mound that can change the speeds, and he can certainly find a way to keep the Orioles off balance, much like we saw Mitch Spence do with the 3 no-hit innings in relief of Ross Stripling, who did the same thing. I mean, there was a template that was presented to Blackburn on Friday night on how to attack the Orioles hitters, and we know that Paul is probably at the most confident point of his career. He knows he has 6 pitches he can use. He knows the entire strike zone is for him to attack, and it keeps the opposition guessing. So Pauly Winde would be the one that means the most, I think, for him and for the ball club.
And let's end on this. Maybe people don't notice this, but yesterday, J.P. Sears, even though it wasn't a great start, Mark Kotze had him go a little bit longer to get to Kelly, finish the game, and now your bullpen basically is fully loaded for today.
Yeah, you'd like to have Urseg and Miller, you know, with the A's ahead late in the game because you feel very confident on what they have shown on this road trip, and Mason Miller has become the story of baseball based on that success. So I'm with you on that. It's going to be a huge crowd. It's Little League Day. I think every seat's going to be taken. It's going to be loud. It's going to be fun, and see if the A's can handle this atmosphere and make it a happy flight home.
Have fun and have a great broadcast. I'll talk to you after the game.
All right, Tony.
Vince Cotroneo coming up next. The manager of your Oakland Athletics, Mark Kotze, right here on A's Total Access.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile 1 coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is A's Total Access.
Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Each week, Mark Kotze joins us on A's Cast Live. You can listen to it then on athletics.com/A's Cast or watch it on the A's YouTube channel. And it's brought to you by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Check out the location in the Bay Area. Just go online, nestbedding.com, mattress, pillows, sheets, you name it, for all your bedding needs. Biggest story around the A's, it's Mason Miller. And the A's were in New York. He was everywhere. He was at MLB Network. People were loving it. Here's Mark Kotze on his big right-hander.
It was great in terms that we got him out there. We got him the opportunity to come in and showcase, you know, his abilities, which you know, if you're an A's fan, when you saw him come up last year and you saw him as a starter, you knew there was, you know, big time potential for this kid if we kept him healthy. That didn't happen last year. But I really do want to, you know, give a big shout out to our training staff, to our development staff, the way we handled Mason, you know, and then going into the offseason, you know, the discussions we had, David and I and pitching coaches about how we, you know, best utilize Mason Miller and maximize his impact for this ball club, and, you know, and deciding to move him to the back end of the bullpen. You know, I think not only has Mason benefited from it, but we've benefited from it. And, you know, both those games that Mason came in, I believe they were both on the MLB Network, and I couldn't have timed it any better for him to come in, get a 4-out save, which, it was his first 4-out save of the season. And again, we've talked about how I want to use Mason when there's sufficient rest. We're going to use him in multiple ways, multiple innings, or, we're still looking for that first back-to-back opportunity for him. But the biggest thing is we're going to try to keep him healthy and get him 60 appearances and watch this kid just continue to grow.
Yeah, it's breathtaking. We were joking around it. Release the Kraken. It's so much fun. And got to get a lot of credit, too, in those two wins to Lucas Ursig. Talk about his growth. He was big, too.
Lucas has been great. I mean, if you watch Lucas's stuff from a just pure movement standpoint, you may consider Lucas, a future closer as well, which I think we can utilize both these kids if the opportunity presents itself, and start to, you know, when Mason's not available, use Lucas if he's available. So he's really taken a step forward. He's throwing more strikes. He's coming right after hitters with both his 4-seamer now and his 2-seamer. That mix is electric, and the slider, the changeup to go with it, he's really coming to his own right now.
You talk about the offense, a ton of strikeouts, not scoring a lot of runs. Just what do you do as a manager to try and get this thing going?
Yeah, you know, I think the focus, I mean, you can utilize different tools. We can start, you know, sack bunting more and getting guys in position and taking a shot to play for one. But we all know that playing for one, isn't the goal. It's to score as many runs as possible. But there are situations now where we're going to have to really assess if we've got this opportunity to score a run or add a run on. We may have to look at playing a little bit more small ball, but at the end of the day, you know, we're going to go out and still be aggressive. We're going to work on, you know, a better approach and limiting the strikeouts. There has to be some adjustability in these swings, and that's what we're really emphasizing in the cage right now.
Well, I'll tell you one guy that's hit
Tyler Nevin. Tyler Nevin just continues to hit a home run in Yankee Stadium, but just he is hit, pulled it, hit it the other way. You've had him play a lot of different positions. I know you've known him since he was a little kid. Just talk about since you've signed him and why you're putting him in the lineup every day and how he's producing for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, why we're putting him in the lineup is because he's producing. And his approach, his at-bats are quality at-bats. Even last night in the eighth inning, we had first and second. He hits a two-hopper to the right side. Rizzo standing in the right spot. If it was step left or right, you know, that ball gets into right field. And the approach is just, it's professional. He takes a professional at-bat. You know, he works counts. He knows the strike zone. So, you know, we identified him actually this offseason when he got moved to Baltimore. We felt good about his bat. He's definitely much improved on the defensive side. Made a nice catch last night in right field going back on a ball. Like you said, we've used him in right. We've used him in left. And we've used him at first and third base. So the versatility is nice. But to have a bat in the lineup that goes up and takes a quality at bat every time, it's been fun to watch.
I remember we talked to you about Ruiz sending him down and what he needed to work on and then coming back. How pleased are you with his progress since he's come back from Las Vegas?
No, he's done a nice job. I still feel like if you watched the game last night, there's still that swing in there that he's pulling off the baseball and spinning. And, you know, we're working on it daily in the cage. We're working on it during BP to get him more direct and get him, you know, in line. And that's where his success lies. If we can continue to make improvements with him and continue to give him opportunity, you know, I feel confident that this kid can impact our ball club. We're working every day for all of these guys, not just Ruiz, but for Noda, for Brown, you know, for Butler, for Blade, all these young hitters. They need to take that next step in growth. They need to cut their strikeouts down. They need to use the other side of the field. They need to hit the ball on the line. Like, those are all things we talk about and that we need to see from this group to continue to have success.
Yes, bat control, bat head control, bat to ball skills, less strikeouts, please, please. The Mark Kotze Show, once again brought to you by NestBetting.com. And you can hear the entire show. You go to athletics.com/A'scast. Up next, part two of Jessica Kleinschmidt's conversation with Melanie Newman, broadcaster for the Orioles, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Hey, Oakland A's fans. Step up to the plate with Xfinity Internet. Get the fastest speeds and low lag streaming for an incredible viewing experience that knocks it out of the park. And you'll have a consistent connection with reduced buffering and freezing, so you can stay in all the action inning after inning. When it's game time, make sure to catch it all with internet that's powerful and reliable. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because it's only live once.
Actual speeds vary, not guaranteed. Many factors affect speed. For factors affecting speed, visit Xfinity.com/network management.
DQ presents how to officially start your summer. Step one, head to the perfect spot to kick off the season, DQ. Step two, try the new Summer Blizzard menu. I mean, summer is right there in the name. And step three, dig into flavors like new peanut butter cookie dough party, new picnic peach cobbler, and more. Because with treats like these, every bite feels like you're starting summer off right. But don't wait. These flavors are only around as long as summer is. Make the season official with the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. Now four-seamer, that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Final game of the road trip, the A's face the Baltimore Orioles for the rubber match. It'll be Paul Blackburn, Albert Suarez for your pitching matchup. Here's my second and final part of my interview with Masson's own Melanie Newman.
Tell me a little bit about this home run celebration. I know it's not called the dong bong. I'm not allowed to call it that. You get very upset at me when I call it that. What is it called? And it's kind of taking on a little bit, there's some additives to it now, additions, right?
There are. So Kyle Gibson, first of all, will probably still come after you from St. Louis. It is the Homer Hose. You know, they tinkered around with a couple different options because I think that's natural for any team. It's a new year. They want to have a new celebration and it just didn't fit. And so it was actually an off day in Boston. Tyler Wells looked at me and he said, I'm going to go find a hardware store. I'm getting a hose. We're bringing it back. We're done with this. And naturally, me having family there, I said, I've got a couple hardware stores. Like we've got this covered. So they debuted the hose again in Boston. James McCann, being the amazing veteran that he is, finally decided, you know what? If we are going to bring this back, we're going to turn on the faucets for singles. We're going to hit the sprinklers for doubles and triples. The boys spit water out of their mouths. Let's up the ante and at least let's make it a little different for this year. I asked him how he came up with this concept. And all he said was, Amazon has anything you could dream of. And so it's the hydration station. It is, I think it's like $55 on Amazon for those who want to participate. But it is a giant funnel up top with like five Homer hoses coming out of it. And basically they wanted to pre-fill it so people aren't always having to rush to get a bottle for these individual Homer hoses. But then also, if you're on base and someone hits a home run, you also get to drink from it at the same time. And they've moved the OG Homer hose out to the bullpen. So the bullpen pitchers, this is such a process. They play bocce ball every day in the bullpen before they start their work. So if you win bocce ball today, tomorrow you get the top click to pick. You get whoever you want. And if your guy hits a home run, you get to drink from the Homer hose in the bullpen.
There are a lot of, it's very innovative, but there are details. And I love that. I think that that's so important. I bet you there's like a piece of paper somewhere where somebody listed all of these things. Cause that's some pretty detailed stuff. I love that. When it comes to this, the other additional things, like there's obviously details involved. Is there something that this team possesses that perhaps isn't being spoken about that's leading to the success?
You know, I really think it's what we've talked about all along. It's the fact that Elias and his crew drafted based on character. They really looked at these guys off the paper, their personalities, how well they mesh together. There's not an ounce of bad blood that you will find in that clubhouse. They're so cohesive. They're gritty. They're hard workers. I think Westberg even said it best. He said, it hits home runs. All that's great. I'm always going to care about RBI the most. It's a team first, selfless effort. You know, the pitchers and the hitters, yeah, they'll do their own thing, but they also do stuff together. And I think that's unique to see that. Even the wives with language barriers are spending time together. They have, you know, the Bible studies and things that they have outings. There's nothing keeping anybody from anybody else in that clubhouse. And when you look at where that counts, when you get in the dog days of August and September, having that brother next to you who wants to pick you up, who's going to hang out with you, who you can have open conversations with, they can freely go to each other and say, hey, like, you know, I noticed this yesterday, like, let's talk about it a little bit. That's what gets you that final step forward.
That was one of the voices of the Baltimore Orioles and Masson's own Melanie Newman. Coming up next, as A's Total Access presented by Chevron continues, another installment of View from the Press Box, Johnny Dosco sits down with Masson's Rock Kubatko.
If you haven't been to the Chicken Pie Shop in Walnut Creek, what are you waiting for? You're going to love the new menu, and it's a great place to watch all the games. Come taste their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. They have a new spring menu with special dishes and a full bar with new delicious spring cocktails. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next corporate party or birthday celebration. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron. Had a chance to catch up with Masson's Rock Kubatko, and I asked him, did this team evolve into greatness even sooner than you had anticipated?
I think it's a little ahead of schedule. It's a little ahead of their schedule. I mean, Michael Elias never set a timeline of, hey, we're going to contend on this date. I don't think they were expecting the 83 wins a couple seasons ago. And I'm sure they weren't expecting 101 wins last season. That really was quite the jump. Now, of course, people are like, well, they're set up for regression. Well, I guess 100 wins is regression, and they will take that. You know, we had no idea. And Michael Eisner, this is the first time he's been a GM. Obviously, he brought, you know, ideas and stuff from Houston and St. Louis before that, but he's never been the guy in charge. This is a completely different approach than the old regime took. And he talked about building the talent pipeline and the kind of instruction and their philosophies with pitching and hitting. And it's all working at this point. And people that say, well, when you have a, you know, first round or first pick and whatever, you should be good. You don't always hit on those. Right. I challenge people, Google any year in the draft, first round, see how many names you don't even recognize. And they've been hitting on those guys. They're hitting on the later rounds. Gunnar Henderson was a 42nd overall pick. 41 others went and nobody took Gunnar Henderson until the Orioles. So it's all just working out really well for him in what is arguably the toughest division in baseball.
You know, Rock, not only hitting on the young guys, but got to give the Orioles credit for hitting on some older guys, you know, Perez and, of course, the guy pitching today, Albert Suarez.
Right. That's another thing, too, is they've done a really good job of kind of filling in with some veterans. And Suarez, in that case, he's a veteran, but he hadn't pitched in the majors since 17, hadn't made a start since 16. But they were tracking him all along. They liked him for years. They tracked him in Japan and Korea, so they do a great job there. Then also, you know, plugging in like a Ryan O'Hearn. And again, with their philosophy with instruction with hitting, you know, wait till pitch is in your zone that you can do damage with and make hard contact. It sounds simple. It's not that easy. They're getting the best out of guys who've struggled in other places, and they talk about that when they get here. Like, wow, I'm learning things I did not even know before. So they've done a good job of plugging some guys in. Yeah, Perez was a guy, they love the arm, but he walked a lot of batters, and he comes to Baltimore, and suddenly he's throwing strikes. And Danny Coulomb, I think the Twins would probably like to have him back. That was the end of spring training last year, and I believe a cash deal. And Danny Coulomb is one of the better left-handed relievers in baseball. So there's fixes that happen when they get here. And Michael Eis and his staff do a really good job of kind of pinpointing guys and saying, hey, there's something we can work with here. Let's bring them in and get the best out of them.
Well, Rock, we missed Jackson Holliday by a day. I know he was...
Sorry about that.
I know, 2-for-34. But, you know, look, he's a ball player. He's 20 years old. He's going to be fine. I think, you know, we saw Darryl Hernandez, a former Oriole farmhand, come up the second time and feel a lot more comfortable that second time around. He's going to be fine.
Yeah, he will be. He's very mature, you know, 20 years old. He turned 20 in December, but he was never rattled at all. I'm sure having Matt Holliday's, his dad helped a little bit. He was around the game for his whole life practically. And, you know, there are adjustments you make. And as, you know, Michael Eis and Brandon Hyde said the other day, you know, teams identify a weakness and they keep going after it until it's not a weakness anymore. And that's what he's going to work on going back down. There was a lot of fans were upset he didn't break camp with the team. Then they were like, why is he still here? He's overmatched. Like, you wanted him here. You can't have it both ways. So it's not a huge sample size, but 2-for-34, and it was 18 strikeouts. Yeah. That was the other concern, because he did that in the beginning of spring training, too. It was like one walk, 13 strikeouts or something, and then he got it together. And it's just an adjustment. It's a huge jump, no matter how talented you are, going from AAA to the majors. He'll be back. It's not going to be a quick reset. He certainly will be back. He's not going to spend a lot of time down there. He played really well at second base, a new position, so he wasn't taking his struggles at the plate onto the field. He never looked like his confidence was rattled at all. He felt like his at-bats were getting better, but now he's in a less pressurized environment where he can just focus on those things, play every day, because he wasn't going to. They're going to be facing more left-handed starters. I was going to put him on the bench anyway, probably.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do him any good to sit here. He may as well go down there, get regular at-bats, get hot again, then you bring him back up.
Rock, do a great job. Thanks so much for the visit.
Thank you.
All right. Rock Abacco, our guest. Townie, let's send things back to you.
Rock had some hot takes. Talking about regression with these kids in first place? Wow. Could be. But they're in first place, and they're a tough team. Coming up next, we get you ready for A's baseball right here on A's Total Access. This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe, and they can do the same for you. And right now, their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
and the underdogs Oakland Athletics win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930.
Hi, I'm Raleigh Fingers, Hall of Famer, three-time World Series champion with the Oakland A's, and World Series MVP. Winning takes teamwork, skill, and heart. So when you need an ace for a personal injury lawyer that will win you the game, go with the winning team. Call Venardi Zarata at 833-VZ for me, or go to VZLawFirm.com. Venardi Zarata, the official injury law firm of the Oakland A's.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a three-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24-7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
You're listening to the A's Total Access pregame show presented by Chevron. Unbeatable fans like you deserve unbeatable mileage. Download the Chevron app today and receive $1 off per gallon on your next three visits. Time for the stat of the day. Check this out. There's going to be six lefties in the lineup today. That's not a problem for Paul Blackburn. He's got reverse splits against lefties. Lefties are just hitting 154 versus righties hitting 255 against them. One of the reasons why, watch for the changeup today. Opponents are just hitting 424 off of his changeup. That's a 167 average, zero extra base hits against it, and he's upped his usage last year 11.2% to this year 19.6%. So Pauly punch out could be Pauly change up today. Bottom line here, folks, you win today, take two out of three. A lot of people in baseball are going to go, wow, we just saw him in New York, a split there, they take two out of three from the Orioles. Start changing the narrative on how people feel about you. There's no question. Coming up next, Vince sits down with Bobby Crosby. We're getting you ready for A's baseball right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
With more sunshine returning, it's time to get outside and make the most of what Cinnabar Hills Golf Club has to offer. Like 27 championship caliber holes tucked in the beautiful hills of San Jose. And take advantage of their amazing Bay Area views for your next special event. It's all for you at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club, an award-winning venue designed to peacefully take you away from the bustle of Silicon Valley. Go to CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Does managing your healthcare feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the NADA bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
This is A's Total Access.
Hey, the sun has come out in Baltimore. Temperature at 80 degrees as the A's wrap up their three-team road trip. And we visit with Bobby Crosby on the Sunday. Thankfully, we get a chance to visit with Bobby. Showed some nimble feet at first base yesterday on the line drive off the bat of Tyler Nevin. I bet that was a lot of fun.
And I don't know if it's fun is the right word. And nimble, I don't know if that's it either. I've been catching a little bit. Since I kind of maybe tumbled a little bit.
So the A's wrap up this road trip. You've played three very tough teams, Cleveland, the Yankees, and now wrapping up with Baltimore. Very good offenses, good pitching. But the A's have a chance to win the series today against the Orioles. What would that mean inside the clubhouse?
It'd be huge. Obviously we struggled against Cleveland. But, you know, splitting with New York and coming in, this is a darn good team. So if we could take the series here, it'd be big for us.
Bobby, the A's are trying to find out individually what they can do on the field, who they are as players, and trying to grow and make adjustments. I look back at your first season when you won the Rookie of the Year. You still had some troubles in the second half. Those adjustments that the opposition makes to you as a player, which is what these A's are trying to learn right now. How difficult is that?
It's a constant battle. I mean, just when you start to fit, you know, find your way a little bit, then the league adjusts to what you're doing. So, you know, our guys need to have adjustability, understand what the teams in the past are doing to them. So, you know, the way the Orioles are pitching these guys, probably the same way if they struggle with Cleveland and New York, they're pitching them the same way. So you got to be constantly able to adjust and figure out what the opposition's doing.
The A's did not have Tyler Nevin during camp. He comes to the team late, and he's on the ball club after Estes's gone down to Triple-A, and he has been very valuable for this team at a number of positions, including the outfield. What have you seen from Tyler and his ability to really try to contribute to this club?
He's a great athlete. I mean, you know, he plays the outfield. He does that well. He comes in and plays first and plays third. He can kind of do it all. So it's big to have guys like that we can move around, and he takes good ABs. You know, we get guys in scoring position. He uses the opposite field well. He's an all-around just solid baseball player.
So, Bobby, when you played here at Camden Yards, left field was about at the other edge of the dugout. It was, like, right next to you. And now, as we see, it's a little further back. When you've talked with the left fielders, Seth Brown, Oresti, from the standpoint of you're going to keep on taking steps, you're going to be touching grass, you're not going to get to the warning track, what's the best way to play this expansive left field?
Just a little deeper. You know, we probably go 5-10 feet back than what we normally do. You know, if it gets behind you, you know, it could be trouble. But, you know, it's just another little nuance to this park, which is amazing. But, you know, for the right-handed hitters, it's not as ideal as it used to be.
In an effort to try to find some offense, Lawrence Butler's at the top of the lineup today, something he did a couple of times, ironically, against the Orioles last year. When you see your name in a different spot in the lineup, and certainly one that has the importance of leadoff, does it give you a little, you know, wind behind your sails and go, you know, this is a challenge that the manager's giving me, and I feel like I'll be up to the challenge?
Yeah, it could be refreshing. You know, I mean, a lot of times if you get to start out the game and you're hitting in that first inning, there could be something where you know you're going to get that, you know, 4 or 5 at-bats that day. So for him, it could be just a change of pace, and knowing he's, you know, starting the game out, he's already gotten a bat under his belt. So hopefully it's a good mix-up for us.
Bobby, a long time as a player for you, you gave a lot of joy and a lot of smiles, signed a lot of autographs, took a lot of pictures. But I want you to put your dad hat on. When the A's were in New York, you had the three boys there, and on the field got a chance to have the kids shake hands and spend a little bit of time with Aaron Judge. From a dad's perspective, how cool was that for Bobby Crosby?
Best moment yet for me. You know, Aaron Judge was awesome. I mean, my littlest is, you know, Finn. He's a big fan of Judge, and Aaron found out about it and came over and gave him his batting gloves and took pictures. For me, that was a special moment that can't be replaced. It was amazing.
What I loved about Aaron is when it came to your boys, this is a guy that's, of course, 6'7". He gets down on a knee, and he wants to talk to your boys eye to eye. That was a real special moment, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know, when you get a guy like that who's just such a big personality, big person, and, you know, he has the heart to get on their level and get to talk to them and knows how much it means to kids. It's a special person. I'll always be grateful to him for that.
Bobby Crosby joining us on this warm Sunday from Baltimore. Townie, now back to you.
All right, got to get some offense. Now, I know the A's have an 11-game homer streak, 29 home runs on the year. Problem is 19 of them are solo shots, and the A's have scored 53.2% of their runs via the home run. Got to figure out a way to hit with runners in scoring position. It's Suarez. It's Blackburn. It's the Orioles. It's the Athletics from Camden Yards, the final game of the road trip, the final game of this homestand for the Orioles. It's going to be a good one. The rubber game next. And don't you forget, I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.